Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Tactical Leader, where today I'm giving you a solo cast and a rundown attached to a conversation I had with Kirk Cassino, who is the founder and creator and architect, if you will, behind Hype Life Brands. We had a great conversation this past Monday talking about branding, how your brand and the way I conceptualize it myself, and it took a while for this shift to happen, is that your brand is your online, your digital reputation. It has to align with your personal reputation. It has to align with you as a person or you and what you're representing, and then you project that onto the virtual space and the marketing space. And we really had a great conversation about that. So if you missed that conversation, definitely go back and check it out. But I'm going to hit a couple insights, what I took away from it. And we talked a little bit off screen about it. And I kind of want to share that with y'all. Before I dive into it, I just want to remind everybody, this show has gone through a rebranding. It's actually the first show I've used the Tactical Leader name, changed it over. All the shows up until this one have been recorded already. So you're going to hear a lot of differences attached to, and you're going to hear a different intro, and a lot's going to be coming in this shift. And you know, we still have the production company running strong. The Be a Tactical Leader brand and the website are doing amazing things. And, you know, we really, I like highlighting the production company and the amazing things we do on the video side of stuff, and definitely going to have more of that from this show coming out more and more as we continue to grow that. But I kind of say all that to say, you know, the conversation I had with Kurt, and I told him this at the end of the, once we paused the recording, that it was very self-serving for me. It was very needed on my part. I correlated heavily with his message because, as y'all heard us talking about on Monday, and again, if you didn't, go catch it, we were talking about finding out who you are, figuring out who you are, figuring out what you represent. And I haven't really, by the time this comes out, I'd imagine I've shared this story by now, but it's the beginning of May right now. And for the last 30 days or so, I moved back up to Atlanta, most likely heading towards a military discharge due to some nerve damage that I had surgery on at the end of March. And for 30 days, I went without insurance. I went without anything, any help from the military, even though this happened while I was on duty. And it's really interesting that I took off a uniform and I had more or less an identity crisis because I didn't get the choice to take the uniform off. The likelihood is I won't be able to use my ring finger and my pinky on my left hand to a capacity that I once did. Diminished capacity is the best way to put it. But at the end of the day, they don't know what that diminishment looks like. There's no way to predict it with nerves. Every nerve is different. My surgery was very complicated. A lot of things happened that did not dictate a great prognosis moving forward. So I kind of hit a wall where it wasn't a choice. I didn't get to choose like, yeah, I'm done. Time to turn in the uniform. It very much has become a slap in the face for the last few months that this time, this chapter in my life is drawing to a close. And you know, good memories, bad memories, great friends, terrible friends, you know, had them all during the military. And as I transition and move Matt like solely out of a uniform, you know, went from policing to military, uniform, always having somebody else's umbrella, somebody else's identity attached to who and what I was, I kind of hit an identity crisis about I don't know who the hell I am anymore. If I'm not military, if I'm not law enforcement, if I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. And I started beating myself up very heavily about that identity, not knowing who I was, not knowing what I represent anymore, not knowing, honestly, the next step. A lot of what I talk about with clients is like their next step. And I'm really, really good at spotting somebody else's next step. And without the military, I don't know, didn't know what that next step should be. You know, several businesses are going well, but it's not the way I define success, right? It's not how I define happiness. And it's interesting to see that, because when I was a beat cop making 40K a year, you know, I define happiness and success as dollar signs. You know, more money, more happy. I love the meme. Have you ever seen somebody frowning on a jet ski? Well, my former father-in-law bought us a jet ski, and no, I never once frowned on the damn jet ski, right? And that first marriage was very heavily me in love with money and attached to the fact that they were well off. And I was not so well off growing up. So I kind of fell in love with the concept of, like, all right, here's success. I'm in a professional environment. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm doing well for myself. But now there's familial support financially. Like, holy shit, that's really awesome. They got lots of money, and that means he must be successful, and he must be really good at what he does, and he must be, you know, successful to the extent that I identified it as. And it took me a long time to realize that was not how I identify success. So as my businesses and the team around me continue to grow, and we get more successful in the terms of client engagement and dollar signs, I realize that that's not what I correlate success with. And I had to really kind of go back into my why, as we talked about with Kurt. I had to go back into what I wanted to do, if I wanted to do, you know, what all of that may or may not look like. And that's kind of something that Kurt really hit on. And we're going to talk about it during Tactical Friday, where it really highlights the importance of knowing yourself. I took a Myers-Briggs assessment probably about 2 months ago at this point, because it had been years since I had taken one. And when I tell you, it hit me on the nose. Some things about it I really disliked. Some things about it were really accurate and I really liked. But it helped give me an idea of, like, who I am right now and today and what I represent. And I think that's a big piece of the soul searching that I've been on this show the last few months. And the soul searching journey I'm on right now is beyond a leadership journey. It has turned into a self-mastery, self-discovery show and journey for myself, where, you know, as he and I spoke, we didn't really talk about business culture. We didn't really talk about team building. All the things this show started as, I haven't really talked about any of that lately. You know, we talk about culture here and there, because I do think culture is invaluable in organizations. So I love talking about that, but it turns into is, how do you be a good leader with a good culture? How do you create a great culture, command climate as a leader? And that's more of the way that conversation, because again, it turns into, what are you doing as a leader to know your people? And if you don't know yourself, how can you know your people? And one of the big things I'm working through right now is obviously learning who I am, but I've said it before and I never lived it, but being selfish, that's actually what today's episode was. My solo cast from, I recorded, is Brad, this is the week of Brad Lee. And I recorded that a month and a half ago. And it's interesting that I highlighted, you have to be selfish in order to be selfless. And that's what I posted today, as a matter of fact, as I'm recording this. And it only rings the truer that I was talking to a friend about always investing in myself. I feel like I have. Dale Carnegie, went back and taught, education, MBA, credentials that nobody else really has, even in the security field, stacking them. You know, I went further with a security management concentration on my MBA. There's so many things attached to me, quote unquote, investing in myself, tens of thousands of dollars in masterminds and coaching and having a mentor. And what I realized is that's not investing in yourself. And maybe it should be shaped somewhere somehow different, because that is investing in yourself. But maybe it's more of that's not investing in your inner self. And that kind of hits me hard, where for years I've said, I invest in myself. I invest in myself. I believe in myself. I'm going to, you know, spend this money because I know what I'll be able to do with this newfound knowledge. The production company, great example. Dance Challenge, great example. I spent money to learn and learned and then created. And it's been amazing. Yet I've never spent the time or money to learn about myself. What makes me tick? What makes me operate? I'm just told what an SOP of how a leader should be. I'm told the science behind what makes me a good leader. You know, I follow the rules and the regulations for 15 years attached to this is how you're supposed to be and act. And it's really frustrating working through this type of stuff. Really frustrating. And I can only imagine, I told Kurt a lot of why I wanted to have that conversation with self-serving, but also for soldiers out there, my guys that might not understand branding, might not understand what that reputation that you carry with you today will look like tomorrow to everybody else. You know, if you don't know who you are and what you correlate with and what drives you, how can anybody else know who you are, know what motivates you, know what you correlate with? So it's an interesting time right now. A lot of changes, a lot of transitions, a lot of new and amazing things coming about. This week I bought a piano. The crippled hand former infantryman just bought a piano, and it cracks me up because I'm going to learn it and I'm going to smash some keys. And it's going to be incredible because at the end of the day, I've always wanted to learn and I've always made an excuse to not. Every excuse in the book, I always make an excuse to not invest in myself, my own time, my own sanity, because I'm not going to make money off of piano, right? I'm never going to be a five-star musician. I'm never going to learn how to play is what I always told myself. And then I hit the realization that, why? Nobody else has told me I can't. Nobody else has told me I can't play the piano. The surgeon, the occupational therapist, they said they've never seen damage like this in somebody's hand accumulatively because it has gotten to that severe. They said manage my expectations, and I took that to heart for a while, and I shape it as for a long time they told me everything was good, everything was happy, success, and I took it as them lying to me. Because the shit's broken. Like, it just doesn't work right anymore. And when it does work, it works at its own speed, its own pace, its own, you know, the hand is just, nerves are a funny thing, y'all. And it's one of those that, why can't I learn to play the piano? Who says? That guy in the mirror, he's the only one that's ever told me I can't learn. But we never want to believe the external validation that other people give us about, yeah, you can do that. So I challenge you to go into Simon Sinek's Start With Why. I challenge you. The book I'm reading right now is Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. I've already listened to it twice through in the last week, and now I'm reading a hard copy of it. It's fascinating. But in order to love yourself, you have to know yourself. In order to stop limiting yourself, you have to know yourself. Know what your limitations are. If you have limitations, pivot away from what those limitations are to how you're going to make it work anyways, no matter what a surgeon or a therapist tells you. It's interesting times, y'all. Loving the new podcast, loving the new vibe. Say new podcast. I'm loving the pivot. It's good stuff, y'all. Really good stuff. Stay tuned for more. Come back this Friday. Hear from Kurt some more about what he recommends, really hitting on that process of self-discovery. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, and I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.